Fire leaders warn the remains of the Delta Fuel building will likely continue smoldering for a bit. Sunday morning flames were reported at the building on Main Street, where the second floor and roof ultimately collapsed. A portion of the street has been shut down as a result, and some customers were without power for a time after an underground transformer flooded during the firefighter efforts. Investigators aren't sure yet what sparked the fire, but nobody was hurt. A difficult search is underway for the remains of a teenager who authorities believe ended up in a landfill in Louisiana.
Baton Rouge Police Chief T.J. Moore says they have identified a one-acre area where his remains could be. Moore says they have a team of 10 to 15 combing through that debris.
Every piece of debris out there is thoroughly examined so that nothing is gotten rid of.
The FBI is assisting in the search, and Special Agent in Charge Jonathan Tapp says other resources are also on hand.
We'll have anthropologists on scene from LSU's Faces Lab to help us quickly identify potential human remains.
Authorities have charged 51-year-old Marcus Parms in the beating death of Minnieweather. I'm Jeff Palermo.
The Mississippi Department of Education will make available state education enhancement funds to all public school districts tomorrow for teachers to purchase instructional supplies for their classes throughout the school year. For the first time, EEF funds are being provided to teachers through a digital wallet platform. According to MDE, each eligible teacher has been allocated $748 in EEF for the 2026 and 27 school year. Teachers will access the money through Class Wallet, a digital wallet platform built for instructional supply funds. Teachers may buy instructional items using their EEF accounts at any point during the school year up until April 30th. A new Louisiana study shows the benefits of bariatric surgery go beyond just massive weight loss.
Baton Rouge Police Chief T.J. Moore says they have identified a one-acre area where his remains could be. Moore says they have a team of 10 to 15 combing through that debris.
Every piece of debris out there is thoroughly examined so that nothing is gotten rid of.
The FBI is assisting in the search, and Special Agent in Charge Jonathan Tapp says other resources are also on hand.
We'll have anthropologists on scene from LSU's Faces Lab to help us quickly identify potential human remains.
Authorities have charged 51-year-old Marcus Parms in the beating death of Minnieweather. I'm Jeff Palermo.
The Mississippi River in Natchez Vidalia is 37.18 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.